Well, today is December the 1st and the first Sunday in Advent when we begin our journey towards Christmas. And James is going to lead us as we draw near to God in worship.
Lord, make me ready. Make me ready to listen, ready to see, ready to worship, ready to receive your gift of love. Make me ready to do, ready to go. Make me ready for all you are making ready for me. Amen.
So I invite you to stand if you're able as we sing to God. Thinking of the story of Christmas, light of the world, you step down into our darkness.
We have our Advent candle ring here, and we're grateful to Sue for preparing that for us. And we're going to be led in the words on the screen. Thank you.
We light our first Advent candle for peace. The prophet Isaiah declared, "In the days to come, nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." What on earth are we waiting for? We are waiting for peace. Jesus is our Prince of Peace. Come, Lord Jesus, come fill the earth with peace. Amen.
Thank you. What on earth are we waiting for? I wonder if you found yourself asking that. We're going to put up a picture on the screen now of some children who are looking out of their window in their lounge. I wonder if they're waiting for someone or something. Or what are they looking at? Just where you are, I'd like you just to talk together about the story of this picture. What do you think is happening? Use your imagination. I don't know who these children are. I don't know what they're looking at. But you talk together and then I'll come and get your answers, okay? No. Okay, put your hand up if you would like to maybe tell the story of this picture a little bit. Okay, Mike, can I give you this?
Trees look like they're evergreen. The shrubs at the bottom don't look like they've got any leaves on them, so I expect they're waiting for some snow.
Ah, okay, waiting for some snow. Did anybody else think they might be waiting for snow?
I think they're waiting for their parents because they're not there.
Right. Thank you. Anne? Waiting for Father Christmas to come. Yes, good answer. Anybody else? What did we say over here?
There's a deer right outside of the tree.
Oh, yeah. There's a deer. They've seen something. Okay. Yeah. Any other thoughts? They're waiting for their grandparents, waiting for somebody to arrive. Yeah, well, we'll never know. But it just helps us think about looking forward. They're obviously pretty interested, pretty excited. And, you know, that's what the church should be today. That's how we should be today. Because we remember in Advent, a word that means arrival, that we're looking forward to Christmas, yes, to remember that Jesus came to our world. He came as the baby in the manger. But also he comes to us today. He is alive. He lives. And he lives in our hearts. He comes to our hearts today to be our Lord and our friend. If we welcome him in, if we open the door, just like you might have opened the door of your Advent calendar on this first day of December. So Jesus came, Jesus comes, and he will come again in the future. He has promised in his word that he will come again to earth in glory on the last day. And we don't understand everything about that, but it's a promise that he will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we will be with him. So that's the message of Advent. Jesus came, Jesus comes today, and Jesus Christ will come again. We are to look forward to his coming with excitement and expectation in every way that he comes to us today. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. So let's stand again and worship and sing those words and enjoy worshiping. We've got flags. If any of the children would like to, or adults would like, a flag to wave as we worship. And today is a day for bringing and giving gifts. Today we remember local families who are in need this Christmas, and we show them our love and practical care today as we bring our gifts of toys for local families who otherwise might have no presents to open on Christmas Day. So during our next song, we're going to bring our gifts forward. And myself and John, our mayor, are going to receive the gifts. And perhaps Kay, if you could help receive them as well. And perhaps if Kay and John, if you receive them at the table here. But we will also receive them. I'll be at this side and we'll receive them around the tree as well. Because I think we'll have more gifts than we can get on the table. So what we'll do is we'll take it in sections. So if this section over here, if you come forward first during the song and bring them to myself over here or to the table there, both stations, and then when you've all taken your seats, if the middle section come forward, and again, both sides, and then after the middle section, this section over here, okay? So let's continue to worship, and let's bring our gifts forward out of love for these families.
And the words are going to be on the screen, so you can sit and sing with us if you remember this one from the last couple of years.
Boys and girls, I'll start with boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, thank you for inviting me today. I have to say, extremely impressed with the number of toys that have been given. Just over 50 years ago, unfortunately, my own father died when I was age 9. My mother having died 5 years earlier, so my sister and I were orphaned. And we came under the care of social services, of course, down in West London. And, you know, we didn't know what to do. What do you do when you're 9 and 15? You think the world has fallen in on you. And relatives, as perhaps, well, maybe I shouldn't call them, I don't know, basically were not interested. And we ended up in children's homes. Myself and my sister were split up. Being a little bit older, she was at grammar school in those days, and she went off to do a, I guess it was O-levels in those, must be, and I went off to a children's home in Buckinghamshire, very nice. It was a 500-year-old mansion in about 500 acres of land, so we had a great time. But one of the things we noticed, and we've spoken about it many times since, is that we just never got anything at Christmas or birthdays. There was just nothing, not even a card, not even a relative sending a card. Until, I think it was the 1970, I suspect, I'd gone off to boarding school in High Wycombe. And every holiday I came home, back to the children's home, not having seen anyone for probably 3 months. And that first year in 1970, I always remember social services turning up. I'm trying to remember the lady's name, and I can't think for the life of me now. I know she came from Belgium. Turning up with a present for me, and I just didn't understand where it come from. Why would anyone buy me anything? And certainly, why would anyone, give it to me? And I always remember that, that they thought of us, even though they were just doing their job at the end of the day. And social services, I suppose in the best will in the world, it's not the easiest job in the world to deal with, particularly young people who are either in similar situations to as I was, or, unfortunately, broken homes and things like that. So I would like to say a big thank you to not only the social services of today, who will be distributing all these gifts, but those social services of 50 years ago, who had the kindness to think about the two of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, John, for sharing some of your story. And we know these gifts will make a big difference. And can I thank you all for your generosity? It's like a toy shop, isn't it? It's like a toy shop here, but you don't need money because they will be given with love to children this Christmas. So we want to give thanks to God. We want to dedicate these gifts to God. And Ronaldo and Alex are going to come and lead us in a short prayer. Do you want to come forward, boys? Luke, sorry. Yeah. Do you want to just come and stand here? Use this one. Okay. Sorry, if you stand up on that one. That's it. Okay, that's fine. That's okay. Right.
Lord Jesus, you came to this earth as a child in need. Your family was poor, but your family was rich in love. You are the friends of the poor. When we searched for your heart, we found it there. No one is overlooked or left out of your kingdom.
We now dedicate these toys and gifts which we give in your name. Bless each child and each family, each home that will receive these gifts. May they know your loving presence this Christmas and know that they are remembered and cared for. Guide those who must choose the best gifts for each child. We ask this prayer in your name. Amen. Amen.
And now we're going to listen to our Bible reading for today. So, is it Samuel? Samuel's going to come forward and read to us. And the reading for today is from Paul's letter to the Romans and chapter 13, 11 to 14.
We live in an important life time. I mean, yes, it is now time for you to wake up from your sleep. Our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost finished. The day is almost here. So we should stop doing whatever belongs to darkness. We should live in a right way, like people who belong to the day. We should not cause arguments and trouble or be jealous, but be like the Lord Jesus Christ, so that when people see what you do. They think they will see Christ. Don't think about how to satisfy the desires of your sinful self.
Thank you, Samuel, for reading those words of Scripture to us. To help us briefly think about the meaning of Advent, I want us to consider the traffic light, something that we all know, and we'll put a picture up of the traffic light on the screen. Now, drivers don't like traffic lights very much, do they? Especially when it looks like that. What can the traffic light teach us on our Advent journey? Well, firstly, the red traffic light. Time to stop and wait. Time to wait. And if you're in your car, doesn't the light always turn to red just as you arrive, when you approach? Well, if you had to change in front of everybody, wouldn't you also turn red as well? No one likes a red traffic light. It stops us in our tracks. It holds us up. And we're thinking, come on, lights, change. We don't want to wait. Waiting wastes time. Waiting is boring. Waiting makes us agitated. We live in a world that doesn't like to wait, a fast-moving world. We live life on fast forward. And perhaps you are thinking about all deadlines and demands that you have to face. And we know that these next 25 days are possibly, not for everybody, maybe some people here will have hours to fill, but a lot of people will have busy lives in this run-up to Christmas. Maybe like me, your to-do list is longer than Santa's beard. But the Advent traffic light is red. And part of today's message is stop. Stop and wait. Put on the handbrake. It is a time to stop and think. Stop and think about your lives and the road that you and I are on. Advent is a little bit like Lent. Just as in Lent we think about our lives and look towards Easter, so Advent is a time for us to look in our lives and let God examine us, examine our hearts, and see how well we're living up to those words of Scripture that were read to us by Samuel. Nobody likes a red traffic light. But if I'm waiting at the red light, that means that somebody else can see a green light, whether it's a traffic junction or a pedestrian crossing. If I'm on red, it means somebody else can go. And for me, there's something in that in Advent. In this season of Advent, maybe if we stop and think, we might just be able to give way to somebody else, to put somebody else first in Advent, to think about those who I can just wait and let them take the lead or have a place or go forward themselves. So let's take time to stop. Waiting can be a positive time, a time of expectation, to think about the things that really matter to us. Well, if you know your traffic light sequence, you'll know that it goes from red to red and amber together. Time to get ready. And I'm sure as you come here today, you might have quite a list of things to get ready. There may be presents to buy, there may be food to think about, menus to plan. You might have nativity plays at school to prepare for, decorations to put up. There is so much to get ready for. We're expecting a lot to happen at Christmas. But what are we getting ready for? Are we in danger of missing the point? Yes, Christmas is coming. But more than that, as I said earlier, Christ is coming. He is coming to us. The Gospels teach that Christ will come again in glory. And when he comes, we will all know about it. The whole world will know about it. Whether we are alive or dead at the time, the clouds will open and Jesus Christ will come in great glory to be King of the earth. He will come as our righteous judge. And the Bible tells us that each one of us will make an account, will speak for ourselves before God about our lives and how we have lived. And in Advent, we want to be ready for that day. For some people, that might be a scary thought, the coming of Jesus in glory. Quick, let's run and hide in fear. For other people, they've got their eyes to heaven, looking upward with hope and expectation, knowing that they've got nothing to fear. Not because they're a saint, not because they've done everything wonderful and right, but because Jesus loves them and has forgiven them and accepts them. So they don't look forward in fear, but look forward in hope. And I hope that you will be one of those people today. There's no reason why you shouldn't look forward to that day in hope and with joy, knowing that the cross of Jesus has cancelled all our sins, all those wrong things, all our selfishness has died with Christ on the cross. And we can look forward to that day with joyful anticipation. So don't just get ready for Christmas. Get your heart ready and right. Get your heart ready for Christ. Be changed. Be made clean inside. Wake up, as the reading says. Wake up. Somebody put it like this. Put God between you and everything. Wow, that's a short sentence, but what a massive thing. Put God between you and everything. How would our lives be? How would our world be if we did that? So now is the time to get ready. And then, lastly, the green light comes out. I'm very impressed with this, Kathy. It's really good. Our Advent traffic light says it's time to go. And that's always a good thing. And we know that after church, we will go on our way from here to whatever this week holds. Some things that we have planned, and perhaps other things that will be unexpected that we will have to deal with. But we go from here, I pray, changed, putting our trust in Jesus, letting Jesus take the steering wheel of our lives so that he is in control and we are in the passenger seat, that he is driving our lives. So I pray that you will go in the knowledge of his love and care today, ready to follow Jesus, to be guided by him. So I wonder which Advent traffic light colour has spoken to you this morning. What has been lit up? Is it the red? Is it the amber? Is it the green? Maybe it's all three. There is a time to wait, a time to get ready, and a time to go. So let's make the most of the next 25 days. Let's make the most of the time. People, get ready. Prepare the way of the Lord. Let's respond as we watch this video. The wonderful voice of Seal singing that song. And we want the world to be ready as well. And we're going to pray for the world now as Chloe Ann is going to come and lead us in our prayers. There will be a response on the screen.
Let us pray for God's comfort and help. Please join in the response on the screen. Let us pray. Comfort your people and make us ready for your coming. God, you are our maker and our good shepherd. Comfort your people and make us ready for your coming. Where there is suffering or sadness among us, comfort your people and make us ready for your coming. Where illness, grief or trouble limits our life and our hope, comfort your people and make us ready for your coming. When our world changes and there we don't know what the future holds, comfort your people and make us ready for your coming. When we are ready to serve and when we are unready, comfort your people and make us ready for your coming. Across our towns and villages and within our families, comfort your people and make us ready for your coming. That we may comfort others, comfort your people and make us ready for your coming. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Let us now say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Chloe Ann, for leading us in those prayers. And our thanks to everybody who has taken part in any way in our service this morning. Just a few notices before we sing our closing song together. Our prayer ministry team are available this morning and they're wearing the green lanyards. And if anybody would like to receive prayer for anything after our service, please just ask one of them. There are leaflets advertising our Christmas celebrations, our services over Christmas. And we're grateful to Kathy and Alan Carney who have produced these. And if you would like to take some for your family or friends or to place around the place for people to know what's happening in our church, then please do take one of those or a few of them with you today. And this coming Friday evening is our town family night with stalls in the high street and then fireworks at 8 o'clock. And again, there will be a presence by the churches together. And once again, Kathy has already got her hot mulled drinks on a low heat ready to serve and mince pies as well to give away. And if you're able to be there to help volunteer to run the stall any time between 5 and 8, you'd be very welcome to join us. And also, if we have enough carol singers at 6 o'clock, then we will do some carol singing as well. Our Advent Tree of Remembrance is in the church entrance, lit up, and you're invited to write the name of a loved one that has passed away, that you'll be remembering this Christmas time, and to hang that label on the tree. And lastly, to say that lunch will follow refreshments, and if you are able to stay, then please do. We always make sure there is enough food to go round. So let us sing together about the glorious light that shines upon the world because of Jesus.
Shall we stand to sing?
I'm going to ask Katie to come forward. In a moment, she's going to say our final blessing. But just as we come to the end of the service, I want to give the last word today to George Loden and something he said to me that spoke to my heart. And it was the last conversation I had with him as he was at home in bed. And he said to me, "The Lord has got half of my heart and half of my soul." And I said to him, "George, I'm sure he's got more than that." And he said to me, "Well, he can have the rest." He can have the rest, and he's got the rest. He has all of George today, and that's a challenge for us. May we give all that we have and are to God.
In our watching and our waiting, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Hi. In our watching and our waiting, come, Lord Jesus. In our hopes and in our fears, come, Lord Jesus. In our homes and in our world, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, bless us and surprise us as we look forward to your birthday. Amen.